Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Bad Ass Cerulusis for Today's Big Ass Problems by Mitch Francis is a nonfiction book in the public policy and social commentary space. It examines a wide range of major societal challenges, including climate change, homelessness, gun violence, public education, national debt, immigration, healthcare, housing costs, drugs, war, and political polarization. The book is built around the idea that problems widely treated as insoluble can be approached through practical, unconventional, and workable solutions. Francis presents himself not as an academic theorist, but as a business-minded problem solver who applies entrepreneurial thinking to public issues. The result is a direct, provocative, and often humorous book that aims to make difficult topics more approachable while still pressing for serious change. Its purpose is less about partisan argument than about challenging readers to think beyond familiar political categories and consider solutions that are both creative and implementable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, applying business problem solving to public policy failures. The book also uses this framework to argue that leadership quality matters as much as ideology. Francis implies that a willingness to keep solving, revising, and pushing forward is more important than loyalty to a political tribe. That practical orientation shapes the whole book and helps explain why it covers so many different issues in one volume. Secondly, a nonpartisan approach to issues usually trapped by ideology. This nonpartisan posture also broadens the book's audience. Readers who normally avoid political books because they expect ideological preaching may find this one more accessible. At the same time, the book still retains a strong point of view, which keeps it from becoming neutral in a bland sense. Thirdly, wide-ranging solutions to interconnected national crises. This structure gives the book a cumulative effect. Readers are encouraged to see repeated patterns across different crises: delayed action, partisan deadlock, and a shortage of practical imagination. The value of the book is partly in making those patterns visible across issue areas that are usually treated as separate political fights. Fourthly, a blunt, humorous style designed to make hard subjects readable. At the same time, the style creates a clear boundary around the audience. Readers who prefer measured academic prose may find the voice too aggressive or irreverent. But for readers open to a sharper tone, the style can make difficult material easier to engage with and less likely to feel abstract. Lastly, provocative realism solutions that challenge comfort without abandoning practicality. This approach also explains why the book has mixed reception potential. Some readers will appreciate the courage to think differently, while others may resist the tone or the policy premises. That tension is part of the book's identity, and one reason it stands apart from safer, more conventional problem books. In conclusion, Bad Ass Cerulusis for Today's Big Ass Problems will appeal most to readers who are frustrated by political gridlock and want a book that treats major social problems as solvable, rather than permanent. It is a good fit for readers interested in public policy, civic reform, entrepreneurship, and nonpartisan commentary, especially those who prefer direct language over academic framing. The main benefit of the book is not that it offers a single master theory, but that it encourages a more practical mindset across many issue areas at once. Readers can expect a challenge to partisan reflexes, a broader view of how national crises connect, and a style that makes serious topics more approachable. What makes the book stand out in its category is its combination of blunt humor, business-style problem-solving, and explicit refusal to stay inside one ideological lane. Compared with typical political books, it is less concerned with winning arguments than with proposing workable alternatives. That gives it a distinct place among books about social problems. It is argumentative, but also solution-oriented in a way that feels unusually concrete and accessible. If you would like to support Mitch Francis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.